Perfect. Where are you from?
I'm from Wilmington, Delaware, but I represent Team Philadelphia.
Okay, perfect. And you're here at the Transplant Games in Salt Lake City. What does it mean to you to be here?
Well, it means a lot. It means a second chance. It gives me an opportunity to be able to show my wife and my kids, you know, how to continue to fight, keep going on. I watch my son, and my other son's not here, but I watch my son participate in sports. So now he gets a chance to see his dad participate. And he gets a chance to cheer me on, you know, so that's very exciting. I'm thankful for my donor and my donor's family as well.
Yeah, tell me about your transplant.
I had a heart transplant October 16th of 2016. And I'm just so grateful and thankful, you know, that my donor family was thoughtful enough to, man, yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, I'm just so thankful, you know. It's been almost 2 years now. We've been doing a lot more, you know, living life more than what we were. You know, we've realized, you know, life is short and you got to go out and you got to do things. So we've been traveling a lot, doing a lot of things that we never did before. So.
Did you know your donor family before you got the heart?
No, I did not. We've been exchanging letters and hopefully soon we'll be able to meet with each other.
So they're not here today?
No, they're not here.
Okay. But you don't know them, and so you just... I've been just been talking back and forth.
Yeah, I know my donor's name is Brian, so you know everything we do, you know, is for Brian. You know, I'm thankful for what he and his family did for me and my family.
And if you don't mind sharing, if you don't want to, no problem at all. What condition did you have that led you to need the transplant?
I had congestive heart failure in 2014, and it started to digress, and it got worse. And I started off with having to get an LVAD, which is a left ventricle assist device for my heart. And then I eventually got my transplant about 8 months after getting that LVAD.
Okay, well, we're glad you're here today. And what event are you competing in?
I'll be competing in the men's basketball, as well as the field events for track, the discus, the softball throw, and the shot put.
Very good. Are you hoping to take home gold?
The goal is gold.
Yeah, everyone wants gold, right? You don't come here to get bronze.
Well, I mean, you know, like I tell my son, I mean, always give your best. You know? Even if you don't win it, as long as you gave 100% effort.
Yeah. Let me chat with your son really fast. Come in here. Remind me your name, buddy.
Cameron.
Cameron. And what is it like to see your dad compete here in Salt Lake?
Exciting.
Yeah. What's your favorite part about it?
Him trying his best.
Yeah. How glad are you that your dad has a new heart?
100%.
100% glad?
Yeah.
What's been the biggest change you've seen in your dad from 2 years ago before his transplant to now?
He's be there for me when I need him. He continues to help me out, comes to my football games. He does a lot.
Yeah, he's a good dad, huh? And how old are you?
7.
Okay, perfect. Anything else you want to say about your dad and being here at the games today?
Try your best.
Very good. Good life lessons. All right, Mom, do you want to say anything? Remind me your first name.
Laressa.
Laressa, that's right. How does it feel to have your husband healthy again after what you guys have been through the last 2 years?
It's exciting. It took a toll on us. We actually moved from Virginia to Delaware for him to receive his heart through Penn University. That was a big life change. It was just us, no family, but we made it through.
Have you guys been to the games before anywhere else?
No, this is our first game.
Hi. And what's your experience been like so far?
It's been great. Just seeing other people blessed, just living their life, being able to just mingle and connect with other people who've been through and going through the same thing that my husband's going through and our family is going through. And like he said, one day we hope to meet the donor and possibly come to the games together.
Did you have sort of a community before you came to the games of people you knew that had gotten transplants, or was this kind of like, I'm finding my people here?
Right, this is a shell shock, finding our people. No one in our community where we're from talked about, even knew about organ donation. Kind of a little bit about blood donation, but an organ, that was like bizarre. So he's a walking miracle in our community. So we're just happy to be here and to see how everybody else is doing in their life as well.